SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying it will no longer tolerate taxpayer money being spent on things like Egypt tourism, a gender pronoun project in Sri Lanka, or millions funneled to partisan media, the Trump team is drastically scaling back the agency known as USAID.
The Trump administration has presented a plan to the remaining senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development that would cut worldwide staffing for aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300. That word from two current USAID employees and one former official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to a Trump administration order barring USAID staffers from talking to anyone outside the agency. Meantime, the AP's also learned that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money from flowing to USAID. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's buyout offer for federal workers has been extended by a Boston federal judge. Eligible Fed employees now have until Monday to decide whether to accept the offer. Russell Vogt is the new head of the Office of Management and Budget, confirmed by the Senate over the objections of Democrats. Also at SRNnews.com, the International Criminal Court is a target of sanctions by President Trump. The ICC issued a war crimes arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, labeled as baseless and illegitimate by Mr. Trump. In what appears to be an about-face, the supreme leader of Iran is now rejecting engaging in nuclear talks with the U.S. There were 10 people on board the small plane that's disappeared off the western coast of Alaska, a search now underway. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 21 points, NASDAQ futures down 20. This is SRN News. The NFL doubles down on DEI.
League Commissioner Roger Goodell says there will be no retrenchment on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Many of America's major corporations are dropping DEI amidst complaints from customers who don't want to see the LGBT agenda promoted in stores or with their dollars. Goodell says DEI, quote, has been good for the NFL. Corporations that are dropping DEI include Amazon, Walmart, Target, McDonald's, and Lowe's. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say President Trump has had a significant impact on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the most liberal panels in the country. He made 10 appointments during his first term in office, and now liberals only outnumber conservatives 16 to 13. That's the slimmest margin in almost 30 years. The Ninth Circuit covers more states than any other federal appeals court, and policies differ widely on such issues as abortion and the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Those powerful high-tech data centers may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you.
OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals and this week began visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some critics say it's not enough. They argue that making trains harder to climb and train surfers easier to detect could be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the end of the train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. Six people died last year subway surfing in New York. More details, SRNnews.com.